Tony, it's so lovely to talk to you. It's Radio St. Pete Insider. Tony, you have the upcoming Sunscreen Film Festival, but you also have a big role here in the city. So let's start, first of all, with your role in the city.
Yes. Well, I founded the Sunscreen Film Festival some almost 20 years ago now. It's our 19th annual festival coming up at the end of this month. And from 2014 to 2023, I was the film commissioner in St. Pete Clearwater and very involved there. And I just actually recently took over as the Dallas, Texas film commissioner in January of 2023. So still very involved in the St. Pete community and the film community, and obviously with the film festival there. And then for many years, you know, bringing as much production as possible as film commissioner.
Well, Tony, we will say that Dallas's gain is our loss, and we're very excited for the Sunscreen Film Festival. This is in its, what year? How many years is this now?
This is year number 19. Hard to believe. Makes me feel old.
Hard to believe. Well, you know what? You're not always forever 2021. we hope to be on red carpet at Radio St. Pete live that day. But tell us a little bit. I want to start with just a preview, a quick heads up, folks. Roger Deakins is going to be in town June 13th and June 14th, Blade Runner 2045, Shawshank Redemption, Fargo 1917. Put that on your calendar. There'll be a Q&A from the Sunscreen Film Festival. But now let's turn our attention to the Sunscreen Film Festival. It starts and opens on the 25th of April. Tell us a little bit about what you're excited about, Bao Artists at War. Let's start with that.
Yeah, so we've got a great opening night film on Thursday, April 25th, Bao Artists at War, and it is a Holocaust drama directed by Sean McNamara. Sean is probably most well known for the film Soul Surfer, and he really makes all these, you know, kind of great inspirational films. I believe he has the new film Reagan about Ronald Reagan that's coming out soon as well. But Sean directed this film, and it's about Joseph Bao, who was an artist, you know, prior to World War II. And then, of course, when the Nazis took over and did what they did, he ended up in a concentration camp. And he actually, while in the concentration camp and creating maps for the Germans, was creating fake passports for Schindler to use to smuggle the Jews out of the country. So he's literally under the nose of the Germans creating these fake passports to smuggle people out of the country. So it's a really, you know, fascinating story. He met his wife in the concentration camp, was actually married in the concentration camp. And so it's a really as uplifting as a Holocaust drama could possibly be, this film is. And it's a really excellent film starring Emil Hirsch, and we're excited to have it for opening night.
It's wonderful. I love the tagline, "His art kept him alive, her love kept him unbroken." Fantastic. Con Queen, a world premiere of that, shot in Thailand. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting story as well. So a few years ago, you know, this is kind of a rip from the headlines, true crime kind of thing. There was this person in Thailand who was impersonating very high-level women in the entertainment industry, Sony Pascal at Sony Pictures, Amy Pascal at Sony Pictures, Kathleen Kennedy from Lucasfilm, and it was a guy, actually, and he was getting people to literally on their own dime fly to Indonesia and then pay for these different permits and run these scams. And he scammed thousands and thousands of dollars out of these people. And he was like raking in millions of dollars from this scam all over the world. And it's called the Hollywood Con Queen. And you can see all the news about it in Hollywood Reporter and Variety. It was a very, you know, big deal in the industry because of the impersonation of these people that are at a high level, and then all the people that, you know, were taken advantage of. And so Tom Waller directed the film, and the film was actually written by Owen O'Brien, who stars in the film as well, and he was actually a real-life victim of this Con Queen. And so it's really unique in that it's ripped from the headlines, true-life story, and the guy that was one of the victims actually stars in the film as well. So it's a very cool, very cool thriller.
And that's 6:30 on the 27th, correct?
Yes, correct.
So then, you know, I love The Bear on TV. So I see that you have something just really close to my little foodie heart, Food Roots, Emmy Award-winning Chicago restaurateur, Billy Deck.
Or D? Yes. Yeah, Billy Deck.
Through his mother's native islands of the Philippines. Tell me a little bit about that film.
Yeah, so Billy Deck is, you know, kind of one of these famous, you know, restaurateur celebrity chef guys, and based in Chicago, but does a lot all over the country. Recently opened the restaurant Sunda in Tampa, so he has a Tampa-based restaurant now. And his documentary Food Roots, you know, really tells his journey as a son of immigrants growing up in the country, and then his journey to rediscover those roots of food that, you know, led him to be this really successful entrepreneur and restaurateur. So it's a very cool documentary, and that is opening night Thursday as well, right before the opening night film. So that's 4 p.m. on Thursday the 25th.
Love that local angle. Another one that I'm excited about, I Feel Fine, the world premiere of this, a local husband and wife filmmaking team. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this film is just amazing. Like, when I first saw the trailer alone, I was like, wow, this looks like a really good film. And so Austin and Haley Spicer, husband and wife that made the film, and they're young, you know, they're in their late 20s, something like that. But they just put together this really, you know, it's hard to even find the word for it. It's shot so well, and it's beautiful, and the acting is so good, and it really tells an important story about teen suicide and the different things that, you know, teenagers struggle with. And it takes place up in West Virginia. It's shot on 16 millimeter film. You know, it's modern day, but it looks like, and it feels, has like a 1980s feel to it. It's just spectacular, really well done. And I'm really excited for people to see that film.
Now, there's a couple films here that deal with Americans with disability to really shine a light on things. One is Camp Rickstar, a documentary that tells the story of Eric Rickstar, music therapy camp. And then another one, since April's Autism Awareness Month, you're featuring the stars of the spectrum. So let's talk a little bit about that. I see that you have Jennifer Masumba and some other autistic musicians will be performing at the awards. So tell us a little bit about that focus and shining a light on all people.
Yeah, you know, Sunscreen has always been a very diverse festival, and showing, you know, a wider range of films from filmmakers with disabilities to LGBT to, you know, people of color, really covering the broad spectrum and being entertaining at the same time. And so since April is Autism Awareness Month, and many of us at the festival have become friends with Jennifer Masumba, who's a very talented local filmmaker and artist who happens to be autistic, she has been working as a part of the Flutie Foundation. Doug Flutie, who is the former NFL quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner, started this foundation because his son is autistic. And so as a part of the Flutie Foundation, she's been doing some musical performances around the country. And I was chatting with her and thought it would be a very cool idea for her and some of her friends who are part of that Flutie Foundation Stars of the Spectrum to perform at the awards ceremony. So they'll be doing some original music at the awards ceremony. They're going to be kind of like our little David Letterman band playing between awards and everything for everybody. So it should be a really fun experience, and we're excited to have them taking part.
Well, tune into Radio St. Pete to hear that live that night. So I want to just mention a couple things. The red carpet starts on the 25th at 6 o'clock. There's
yes.
A step and repeat backdrop. And then the opening night party, 9 to midnight, is at Nova 535 in St. Pete. Friday, April 26th at 9 o'clock to 11:45 is the Filmmaker Party. That's at the Birchwood Hotel downtown St. Pete. Meet the filmmakers and network. And, oh, there's my kind of thing, Chicks Making Flicks, Power of Pink Brush, Saturday, April 27th, 10:30 to 1:30. What have I missed, Tony, that I haven't? So the after party.
Yes, and then on Saturday.
After party.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Saturday the 27th is the awards ceremony at the James Museum. And then as soon as the awards are over, we have our karaoke after party every year. We've been doing that every year since 2011, I believe. And so that's always a lot of fun. So, all, you know, in general, just a packed schedule full of films and great parties and events, you know, amazing workshops. We have 14 workshops this year on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the quality of workshops that Sunscreen has, and I've spoken on panels at the Cannes Film Festival and all over the world, and the quality of panels and panelists that we have at Sunscreen are second to none, some of the best around. Anything from AI and filmmaking to screenwriting and acting to comic book to film to LED walls and virtual production, just a wide variety of aspects of the industry to really engage and for people to learn. And we always have great attendance at those as well.
And all the workshops take place at AMC Theaters, Theater Number 2. Schedule and speakers are subject to change. The Sunday 28th, 2 p.m. Film Festival workshop is free and open to the public. You can find out more about the Sunscreen Film Festival, sunscreenfilmfestival.com. Radio St. Pete Insider wants to thank Tony Armour. Tony, any parting words? People should get going soon because I know a lot of these things sell out.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your tickets now. You can buy a single ticket just for one movie if you want to, or you can buy a pass for an entire day, or you can buy a pass that covers the entire festival that gives you all the parties, workshops, and films. So definitely get the tickets early because they do go fast, and we're really looking forward to a great 19th year.
Tony, we thank you so much, and you can see Tony at the Film Festival and sunscreenfilmfestival.com. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. I appreciate it.